What?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. Hello?
Hold on one second. I thought she's gonna.
Is my microphone working? Perfect. I think we both have mics. Yeah. Good morning. Before we read from Esther, the book of Esther, chapter 5, verses 1 through 8, chapter 7, 1 through 10, and chapter 9, 20 through 22. For those that want to hear it in English, since I'm going to be preaching in English, you'll probably hear it in English, but right now we're just going to have it read in Chinese.
以斯帖求见王第三日，以斯帖穿上朝服，进王宫的内院，对殿站立。王在殿里坐在宝座上，对着殿门。王见王后以斯帖站在院内，就施恩于他，向他伸出手中的金杖。以斯帖便向前杖，便向前，摸杖头。王对他说：“王后以斯帖啊，你要什么？你求什么，就是国的一半。” 也必赐给你。以斯帖说：“王若以为美，就请王带着哈曼今日赴我所预备的宴席。”王说：“叫哈曼速速照以斯帖的话去行。”于是王带着哈曼赴以斯帖所预备的宴席。在酒席宴前，王又问以斯帖说：“你要什么？我必赐给你。你求什么？”
就
一半，也必为你成就。第七节，以斯帖回答说。 我说：“我有所要，我有所求。我若在王前，王眼前蒙恩，王若愿意赐我所要的，我求的，就请王带着哈曼再赴我所要预备的宴席。”
明日必照
王所问的说明。第七章的第一到第十节。 王带哈曼来赴王后以斯帖的宴席，在第二次在酒宴席前，王又问以斯帖说：“王后以斯帖啊，你要什么？我必赐给你。你求什么，就是国的一半，也必为你成就。”王后以斯帖回答说：“我若在王前，王眼前蒙恩，王若以为美，我所愿的。” 是愿王将我的性命赐给我，我所求的是求王将我的本族赐给我。因我和我的本族被卖了，要剪除杀戮灭绝我们。我们若被卖为奴为婢，我也闭口不言。但王的损失，敌人万不能补足。 亚哈随鲁王问王后以斯帖说：“善感其意如此行的是谁？这人在哪里呢？”以斯帖说：“仇人，敌人就是这恶人哈曼。哈曼在王和王后面前就甚惊惶。”王便大怒，起来离开酒席，往御园去了。哈曼见王定意要加罪于他，就起来求王后以斯帖救命。
王从御园回到酒席之处，见哈曼伏在以斯帖所靠的榻上，王说：“他竟敢在宫内，在我面前凌辱王后吗？”这话一出王口，人就蒙了哈曼的脸。伺候王的一个太监名叫哈波拿说：“哈曼，为那救王有功的莫迪改做了五丈高的木架。” 现今立在哈曼家里，王说把哈曼挂在其上，于是人将哈曼挂在他为莫迪改所预备的木架上，王的愤怒这才止息。接下来是第九章的第二十节到二十二节。
莫迪改记录这事，写信与亚哈随鲁王各省远近所有的犹太人，嘱咐他们每年守亚达月14、15两日，以这月的两日为犹太人脱离仇敌得平安、转忧为喜、转悲为乐的吉日，在这两日设宴欢乐，彼此馈送礼物，周济穷人。
好，
这是 the word of God。
这是神的话语。
Good morning。
早安。
First of all, I want to thank you so much for reading in all Chinese. I didn't tell him he was going to do that. So.
哦，他谢谢我。
Praise God。
感谢主。
Today is actually the fourth last part in our series through Esther.
今天是这个系列里面四次的最后一次的关于以斯帖记的讲道。
And as you may have remembered, I've been preaching through Esther every time I speak to the second service, the Chinese English service.
你也许都记得，每次我来到这个国语这个会众的当中来讲道，我都是以斯帖来这个为主题。
Yeah. And so before I begin, let me summarize.What we've covered thus far.
在我开始之前，我先做一个总结。
The first sermon I shared through Esther was about how God is in everything.
我的第一次的这个谈论呢，就是讲到上帝如何是掌管一切的。
We see God in our lives even when we don't think He's there.
我们在寻求神，虽然他已经在我们的当中。
What happened was Esther was this orphaned Jewish girl who becomes the next queen of Persia.
而这个以斯帖呢，她是一个犹太人的这个孤儿呢，她而成为了这个这个王的这个波斯王的这个王后。
And that was the first sermon.
那是我第一次的这个讲道。
And then I talked about second one.
第二次
was about the identity, our identities and our purpose in Jesus Christ.
第二次我就谈到了我们每个人我们的这个自我的这个目标以及我们的在耶稣基督里面的这个目标。
And we were reminded about how God uses the most unlikely people, us, to do His work.
也就是上帝呢如何借着这些最不可能的这些人呢，来做这些非常令人惊讶的事情。
And one of the things I pointed out to you was Esther was called Esther until she decided to give her life to God, and then she became called Queen Esther.
就是当以斯帖，当他得到这个他的使命之后呢，他就称为这个以斯帖皇后。
And the last time I spoke about pride.
那我上一次所谈到，第三次所谈到的，就是讲到我们的这个骄傲。
And we talked about Haman, how he was so proud.
我们提到哈曼如何是一个狂妄的人。
And we talked about how pride destroys a person.
我们谈到这个狂妄骄傲呢，如何毁灭了这个人。
And so actually today we just read how Haman dies.
而我们今天呢，刚刚读到的就是哈曼如何的死亡了。
And so today we find ourselves back in Esther to finish the series.
今天呢，我们再回到这个以斯帖这个系列里。
Hold on a second. Yeah, it's on. Is it working?
Not working.
Hold on. Is this working? Is that better? Okay, I'll just use this. I'll turn off the mic then. Okay. So what happens after Haman's story? How does the story of Esther finish?
So, 当这个哈曼的这个故事怎么样结束呢？这个就是以斯帖之后。
And so how we're going to start is we're going to look at Esther chapter 9 verses 20 to 22.
Here, 我们怎么开始呢？我们从这个以斯帖第九章的第20到22节这里开始。
At the very end of verse 22.What he says is, the days which the Jews got relief from their enemies, And as the month that they had been turned for them from sorrow into gladness and from mourning into a holiday.
也就是第二十二节这里说，以这月的两日为犹太人脱离仇敌得平安，转忧为喜，转悲为乐的吉日。
What I want to turn your attention to is the word relief.
我想请各位注意的就是他们如何的得平安。
Relief, what that means basically is rest.
这个得平安就是他们得到安息。
That the Jewish people had finally got the relief, the rest that they needed.
这些犹太人呢，终于获得了他们所盼望的这个安息。
I find this very personal to us today.
我感觉到这个对我们每个人呢有亲身的这个感觉。
Because many of you here have been working all your lives.
因为当中各位当中有许多人今年的为这个劳苦。
And we always, of course, desire rest.
我们当然会盼望到有这个安息。
And but you know what? We don't really get that rest.
但是各位晓得，我们都没有办法得到了永远的安息。
Why?
为什么呢？
Well, we have children.
因为我们有孩子们。
We have mortgages.
我们有房屋贷款。
We have work, like projects.
我们有工作，有各样的计划。
Yeah, maybe schoolwork for some of us.
或者是在学校里有课业。
Many things that keep us not resting.
而这些事情让我们无法得到这些安息安宁。
So when will we finally have true rest?
所以我们如何在什么时候能够得到这个真正的平安安息呢？
So what I'm talking about is a bigger rest, a picture of rest.
所以我谈到的是一个更大的，一个比较永恒性的这个安息。
You see, Israel through history has always been fighting.
各位看到这个以色列民族呢，自古以来就是不断的参与这个征战。
They're always fighting to survive.
他们为了他们的生存而征战。
Fighting for their freedom.
为了他们的自由而征战。
Fighting for their safety or salvation.
为了他们的救赎，为了他们的平安安全而征战。
They've always had to fight against the outside pressure from different nations and even within.
他们不断的必须为这个外来的或者内在的这些困难来征战。
If you look at the Old Testament, the 旧约。
如果各位看到旧约的话。
During the Exodus。
譬如在这个出埃及的这段时间。
When they established Israel through Canaan。
当他们进到迦南地那个统治迦南地的时候。
If you read, you'll see them fighting the Philistines。
你可以看到他们如何与非利士人征战。
Assyrians。
与这个叙利亚人
Egyptians
亚述人埃及人
Babylonians
巴比伦人
Syrians
叙利亚人
and Persians
以及波斯人
That was pretty impressive actually. There's just something wrong when there is constant conflict.
这中间一定有什么特别的事情，什么事情不对了。他们不断的必须为这些事情征战。
There's always this abuse, this criticism, this maliciousness, gossip, slander, attack.
也不断的有这些冲突啊，指责啊，这些恶意以及闲言闲语的攻击他们。
And I think that's something that we struggle with daily in our lives.
这也同样的是我们每一个人在每日常生活所遇到的。
But I think I wanted to give you a good example of that today.
让我给各位一个好的这个例子。
So I had an old example. I'm not going to use that today for you. Yeah, I'll use a new example.
我用另外一个例子。
Who's watching the World Cup soccer?
各位有看到世界杯足球赛吗？
Yeah,
有看的话。
Okay. So if you're watching, who is the home host team?
如果各位有看的话，是谁是主持这次大赛的国家？
Brazil, right?
巴西。
And they have a great team.
他们有一个很强的队伍。
About a week ago, I read an article about the team.
一个礼拜之前，我读到关于这个队的这个报道。
That they brought a psychologist.
他们请来了一位这个心理学家。
A top-notch psychologist to help the team.
这个来教他们心理学呢，来教他们如何作战。
Because the stress of playing for your country at home was so crazy.
因为他们所受到的压力，在这个地主国家里面， 这个队伍呢的压力是何等的大。
Can you imagine?
你可以想象吗？
This is your home country.
这是你的地主，你的本国。
You're proud of your country. You want to serve it best.
你是非常引以为傲，你愿意尽全力来赢得这个球赛。
Your family's calling you. Your family's calling you.
你的家人在打电话给你。
Your friends.
你的朋友们。
Your old classmates,
你的这些老的同学们
，everybody,
每一个人
is writing about you, talking about you on Facebook.
都会跟你谈话，跟你写信，来跟你讨论。
And not everything is nice.
这些都是好的事情。
Sometimes it's very mean.
但是有时候是非常的不好的。
So there's that pressure. It's affecting the team.
这些压力呢会影响这个队伍。
So they can't play well.
所以他们就没有办法打得很好。
Okay, so that's that kind of pressure.
所以这样子的压力呢
？Is what we feel.
是我们所感受到的。
It's kind of what we feel, but we're not the Brazilian team. But we face our own pressures.
虽然我们不是这个巴西的球队呢，但是我们也在每个人都有这种压力。
And what God has promised His people of Israel.
上帝呢？这个应许这个以色列他的选民。
Was that Ultimately,
就是这个最终呢
？What God has promised,
上帝说
，is salvation, is relief.
就是救赎以及这个永久的平安。
It's rest from the stress of this world.
就是从这个世界上得到的这个永远的这个安息，离开这个世界。
Rest from always having to make ends meet.
就是我们不再为我们这个生活忙碌
，and in, that you have to work so hard and there's no satisfaction.
而我们不必在这个如此辛勤的工作而没有达到这个满足。
Actually, hold on. I have a PowerPoint slide.
请等一下，我有一个。
Jilly,
我有一个 slide.
I have a. It's true rest. I think.
那就是真正的安息。
I think it's this one. Hold on.You see it? I have a PowerPoint for you guys to open.
请各位稍后。
Sorry.
对不起。
See it? It should be there. Did you throw it away? No, I have a PowerPoint slide. It says true rest.
真正的，谈到真正的这个安息。
Did you guys throw it away? Look at the trash can.
垃圾桶里找一找。
Right, it doesn't matter. We don't need it.
好，没有关系。
You guys can't find it. If you can find it, that's great. Okay. You find it? Okay. All right. Can you go to the next slide? There's two slides down. Next one. So today we're going to cover a few things. This is the questions I've asked before.
这个是我之前问大家的问题。
So there's three things I made you think about the whole Esther. How we're to think about it.
那有三件事情我问各位关于以斯帖记。
Okay. How do you relate to a society that is contrary to your views?
你如何跟你的这个社区环境当他们的观点跟你们不一样的时候如何来跟他们有关联
Next, in a male-dominated society, a woman becomes the vehicle where social change happens.
在这个以男人为主的这个社会里，这个一个女性，以斯帖如何的成为这个社会改变的、这个、
How do we follow God in a morally questionable situation and circumstances of our daily life？
当我们在这个在伦理道德有疑问的时候，在这些环境里面，我们如何来跟随主
？So these are like the broad kind of coverage of Esther that I want to.Make it more applicable for us today.
这几个问题是在很广的这个方面，在以斯帖，借着以斯帖，所提出来的问题。
But today we're going to talk about rest.
但是今天我们的目标是集中在这个安息。
So I'm going to give you 3 points today.
我给各位三点。
How Esther found her rest.
以斯帖如何找到她的安息
？How Israel found her rest.
以色列选民如何找到他们的安息
？How we can find true rest？
我们每个人如何找到我们的真正的安息
？Okay, so how did Esther find her rest？
首先以斯帖如何找到她的安息
？If you look at chapter 3 of Esther, verse 9,
如果各位看到以斯帖的第三章第九节这里
，What you'll see is Haman really, really hates Mordecai.
各位看到哈曼的的确确的恨这个莫迪盖。
And his pride has convinced him that not only does he have to kill Mordecai, but he has to kill Mordecai's people.
这个哈曼心中的仇恨呢，不但是要把这个莫迪盖毁了，他要把整个犹太人的民族都毁了。
And basically, what he says in verse 9, if you look, is he says, "I'm going to pay you. You can steal from them, and I will pay you to kill them."
第九节这里说，就是哈曼说，我要捐一万他连德的银子呢，要把这些人杀了。
And here's the irony. Xerxes, the emperor, the king, said okay.
这里是讽刺的地方，就是这个亚哈水鲁王呢，说，好吧，就这样做。
Right. They don't know it. Esther's also Jewish.
他不了解这个以斯帖呢，本身也是犹太人。
Because at that time during history, it was, if you watched the movie 300,
假如各位了解这个历史背景，看过这个电影。
Yeah. So Xerxes, he doesn't have much money anymore because he's been fighting so many wars.
亚哈水鲁并没有太多的钱，因为他出去征战呢，花了很多钱。
So this was an opportunity to gain some wealth, to get some money back.
所以这个是一个机会，对亚哈水鲁王来说是得到一些财富。
And what Esther hears about this, what does she do?
当这个以斯帖听到这个时候，她怎么做？
Two months ago, we covered about how Esther found her purpose to become queen.
在两个月以前，我们谈到过。以斯帖呢如何成为皇后。
What happened was she decided she's going to risk her life to save her people.
就是她如何决定她要冒着她自己生命的危险来拯救这个犹太人。
Remember? And so what she was going to do is in chapter 4 verse 11, if you just want to look at it very quickly, she says, if I haven't been called by the king and I go to him, I could get killed for this. I'm just paraphrasing, by the way.
这个第四章这个第十一节这里讲说他，他冒着这个生命的危险呢，他就是因为这个王呢不随便见人呢，他去见他的话呢，如果不是被招的话，他就是被处死。
That's good. And look at chapter 5, verse 1. What does she do? What does she do?
再看第五章的第一节，这里他怎么做呢
？She puts on her royal robes.
以斯帖穿上朝服。
And she goes.
他进入到王宫的内院。
She goes at the risk of her life.
她冒着生命的危险去见王。
She did what Vashti, the other previous queen, did.
她做了这个凡实提所做的这个勇敢的事情。
Remember what happened to Vashti when she did this?
各位记得这个瓦实提她做这个事情的时候，结果
She was removed from being queen.
她就被除去她的皇后的这个。
She doesn't make herself beautiful.
她并没有把她自己打扮得很美
，But she put on her authority.
但是她穿上了朝服，代表这个权威。
As the queen of Persia, she goes to meet the king.
以这个王后的身份呢，她去见这个王。
And what does King Xerxes do?
这个亚哈水鲁王怎么做呢
？He must really like her, right?
他一定相当的喜欢王后。
So he hands her the scepter.
所以他把他的这个金杖呢，就是伸出来给她。
And he basically says, "What do you want?"
他就说你想要什么
？And Esther is really smart. She kind of brings him along a little bit.
以斯帖呢也相当的聪明，就是慢慢的这个这个引导他。
Yeah, and you see, she invites. Eventually, she invites Haman and the king and Haman as well to come to dinner with her, a banquet.
所以以斯帖呢就借机会将这个哈曼跟这个王呢。同时的带到这个他所办的这个宴席里。
Right, we just did a wedding yesterday.
我们昨天正好有一个婚礼。
But we as Chinese people, we understand the importance of banquets.
我们中国人了解这个宴席的重要性。
Why?
为什么呢
？It's celebration.
It's 在庆祝，因为这个机会。
It's about relationship.
是关于我们人之间的关系。
And what she is doing is she is saying, "You are special to me. I want to celebrate with you."
以斯帖的意思就是说，王啊，你是如此重要的，我要来跟你欢宴庆祝。
So as she prepares the feast, it's not just a one-day thing, right?
所以以斯帖准备的这个宴席并不是一天而已。
So what happens is the king has such a good time with Esther. He's like, oh, what do you want? And she's like, wait, wait, let's do it again.
所以当这个王说，我真的很高兴，你要什么我都愿意给你。那这个以色列人说，哎，等一等，我还有。
And then what happens in chapter 7, verse 3 is very special.
接着在第七章的第三节这里，也很特别。
Because the king, what happens in verse 2 is he says, hey, what is your wish, Queen Esther? I will do it for you.
因为在第七章第二节这里，王又问这个以斯帖说，你到底是有什么愿望呢？你要求什么？我是一半，国的一半呢，我都愿意给你。
And then she says a very amazing thing.
第三节，以斯帖就回答，相当惊讶的。
If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it pleases the king.
他这里说，我若在王眼前蒙恩，王若以为美。
And what she's saying is, you're the one that chose me.
他在这里说，以斯帖说，王啊，是你来选择了我。
It was your decision, your wisdom, your reputation that has put me where I'm at.
是你的因着你的智慧你的能力将我选择为王后。
Basically, she's saying is, you made me queen.
就是说王啊，是你将我命为王后。
And then what she says right after changes it all up.
然后接下来这个以斯帖所说的呢，就整个改变了这个语气。
She starts to beg for her life.
她开始为她的命来求情。
Not just for her life, but for the people's life, her people's life.
不但是以斯帖她自己的命，而是为了犹太人的全族的命。
What she says here is, let my life be granted me for my wish, and my people for my request. For we have been sold. I and my people are to be destroyed, to be killed, to be annihilated. We have been sold just as slaves. Men and women, I would have not said a word. Or our affliction is not to be compared with the loss to the king.
以斯帖就回答说，我所愿的是愿王将我的性命赐给我。我所求的是求王将我的本族赐给我。因我和我的本族被卖了，要剪除杀戮，灭绝我们。我们若被卖为仆为奴为婢，我也闭口不言。但王的损失，敌人万不能补足。
The way she says it,
他所讲的这个的这个方式呢
？It says to the king, "When I'm going to get killed."
就是说，对着王说，因为他这样做。可能会被杀。
And the king's honor is at risk.
这个王的这个威严呢，他的这个荣耀呢，就会因为这样子而减低了。
Because who put her there?
因为是谁将这个以斯帖放在王后的
？Xerxes.
就是王他自己。
Okay, so time out. I'm reading this to you guys, so it's really slow. Okay.
让我来慢慢的。
A lot of you guys like drama, don't you?
各位也许喜欢戏剧性的。
Use your imagination.
请各位用这个想象力。
Right. This is really very interesting, right?
在这里实在是非常的有意思。
What does the king do?
这个王怎么做呢
？Stands up. What? Who did this?
他就
Who dares?
王就站起来说：“是谁？谁胆敢？这个这个伤害你
？”The irony is, it's of course, it's his fault too, right?
这个讽刺的就是因为这也是他自己的错误。
But what Esther does is she reveals herself, who she really is.
她就在这个时候以斯帖呢就陈述她自己。
And Esther, what she does, King is so angry, he doesn't know what to do.
这个王呢是相当的愤怒，不知道怎么办。
So because he knows, hey, you know what? I was the one that said it's okay.
因为是王他自己说这样是可以的。
And Haman's my top prime minister.
而这个哈曼呢，是我的首要的这个机要人员。
So I think he leaves to figure this out.
所以我想这个亚哈水鲁王呢离开现场，想要思考如何的来应付这样的场面。
And what does Haman do?
而这个时候呢，哈曼如何的做呢
？So he's in trouble, right?
他是蛮有麻烦的这个时候。
So he hurries over. He's like, "Please, Queen." He's like begging for his life.
所以他面对着这个以斯帖王后呢，就祈求他的救命。
But there's a problem here.
但是这里有个问题。
It's against the law to be alone with the king's wives or harem.
就是这个，是犯法的。他这样子跟王的这个王后或者是妃女呢，单独的在一起是犯法的。
You couldn't even be 7 steps close to them.
你甚至不能够离他们有七步之近。
Problem is he's stuck, right?
但是哈曼在这个时候是没有办法了。
If he goes to the king right now when he's really angry.
如果他走到王那里呢，王是何等的愤怒。
Or if he ran away.
如果他逃跑的话呢。
It would probably cause trouble for him.
也会带来这个各样的麻烦。
So in desperation, he falls to the queen's feet.
所以他扑倒在这个王后的脚前。
And coincidentally again.
然后这个碰巧的是。
King walks right back in.
这个王呢正好的就走回来。
And it looks very bad.
所以那个看起来是相当的糟糕的。
Right, it looks like he's not only disrespecting the queen, but the king himself.
看起来哈曼是不但是对这个皇后不敬，也是对这个王他自己的不敬。
Basically, this gave the king a way out.
但是这样子呢，就让这个王呢也有个下台阶了。
To dishonor the king is to be executed.
因为对王的不敬呢，就是要被处决。
And this is how bad Haman is. They don't like him. People don't like him at all.
这就是哈曼如何的糟糕，没有人喜欢他。
The eunuch Harbona, the 太监 Harbona.
这时候呢，这个太监哈伯纳。
In verse 9, he says, "Oh yeah, Haman made this huge 50-foot gallows for Mordecai. You should just use that for him."
这个时候这个太监就说，哎，哈曼呢，为了王，也因为要这个莫迪改的关系，做了五丈高的木架，现在就把哈曼挂在上面嘛。
The irony is.The thing that was meant for Mordecai and his people is now reversed.
这个讽刺的情况就是说，原来这个是为这个莫迪改设的这个木架呢，现在用在哈曼他自己身上。
And it was very shameful.
是非常羞耻的一件事。
So Haman's folly, we see what happens to his pride.
我们看到哈曼如何从这个狂妄的这个地位呢跌落。
But if you also understand rule of emperors or kings, is what the king or the emperor says, you cannot reverse it.
各位也了解到这个王所下的这个诏命呢是不能够更改的。
So the king can say, oh, you know what? I made a mistake. I changed my mind.
如果这个王说，哦，我犯了个错，我改变我的这个决定。
Can't do that because his word is perfect.
他不能这样做，因为他所说的你要留信，应该不能改变。
So he can't reverse what he did already.
他不能够更改。
But what they do instead is the counter appeal.
所以他在这里做的就是提起这个反诉。
Which gave the Jews the right to defend themselves.
所以给了这个犹太人这个机会来申诉。
And to take whatever they want.
就让这个犹太人呢尽他们所能的来拿他们所要的。
So on that day of attack that was planned to kill the Jewish people,
所以在那一天他预备了，本来预备是要灭绝掠夺所有犹太人的这个日子。
The Jewish people fought and defended themselves.
这个犹太人呢就来这个抵挡来那个保卫他们自己。
And so,The Jewish people fought them off. They didn't steal anything from the people because they were just acting in self-defense.
所以这些犹太人呢，就为了自卫的缘故呢，抵挡了敌人，但是他并没有掠夺这些财物。
So my question today is, first question is, did Esther, not my first question, but did Esther find true rest?
所以我在这里请问各位的问题就是说，以斯帖，有没有找到他永远的这个安宁平静？
And what I'll say is, Esther got rest for her people from their enemies.
我们可以说是以斯帖为他的人民呢带来了平安安息。
And if you look at the story of the Bible,
如果各位看到圣经上的各样人物呢
，You see Moses,
各位看到摩西
，Joshua,
约书亚
，David,
大卫
，Solomon,
所罗门
，And then you have Esther,
然后有以斯帖
，And there's so many other stories,
还有其他许许多多的故事。
And the truth is, each of these people brought about a rest.
事实呢，就是每一位这些英雄人物呢，都带来了这个平安与这个安息。
But it was never a true rest. It was only a temporary rest.
然而并不是永久真实的安息，而是只是一个暂时的安息。
And if you ever get a chance to read and you explore what the Bible, the Old Testament specifically for speaks about the Messiah that comes. In Isaiah, Daniel, there's places like that. They prophesy about this coming Messiah.
如果各位读旧约的话，就了解到在这个旧约先知，但以理以及以赛亚，这些先知都预言了这个弥赛亚，就是来拯救他们的这位人物。
That would find true, give you true, that would finally bring true rest to the country.
这位弥赛亚会带来，为这个国家带来永远的安息。
And like, of course, the Jewish people thought it was going to be a military figure, a very strong figure.
当然这个以色列，犹太人呢，就认为这个弥赛亚是一位在军事上，政治上的一位强人。
And if we read the Bible, we know that's not what happens.
当我们在读圣经的时候，我们知道这并不是这样子。
And so it takes me to the second point, how Israel find their true rest. There's really no new points. It's going to be like this pretty much the whole time.
所以下一点呢，就是说，以色列人如何，找到他们真正的这个永久的安息呢？
Daniel is alludes to the Son of Man that is to come.
但以理那个记载了，就是人子的这个观念，会来的这个观念。
When Jesus first came, they thought he would be a military figure who would destroy the Romans.
当耶稣来到这个世上的时候，人们当时的人认为弥赛亚会带领他们抵抗这个罗马人。
Two stories I think of right when I think of when I share that.
有两个故事。
At Luke chapter 9, the disciples are following Jesus. They think Jesus is like this hero.
在路加福音第九章这里，记载这些门徒呢跟随这个耶稣。
The Samaritans reject the disciples of Jesus.
然而这个撒玛利亚人呢，不随从他们。
And the disciples go, "Hey Jesus, let's use fireballs, let's kill them."
这个门徒就说，哎呀，耶稣，我们用这个火球来灭了他们吧。
火球 is so cool. Sorry. Another one is when they arrest Jesus in the garden. One of the disciples pulls a sword and cuts off an ear.
另外就是在科西玛尼园的时候，兵丁来捉拿耶稣的时候，这个门徒呢就削掉这个兵丁的耳朵。
See, because Jesus had a different way to do things.
因为耶稣有另外一个方式来对待这些。
The disciples, the followers, are, aren't we supposed to destroy them?
这些门徒认为说，我们不是应该要消灭这些敌人吗？
And Jesus rebukes them.
耶稣就斥责他们。
Because they don't get it. You are to love your enemies. You are to pray for those who persecute you.
耶稣说，你们要爱仇敌，要为你的仇敌来祷告。
It makes no sense.
对他们来说是，不合理的。
We're also to forgive them 77 times?
我们应该要饶恕他们77次吗？
This is the Messiah, this hero that's supposed to come?
这是弥赛亚，是一个英雄人，是这个样子的吗？
And what does he do?
耶稣怎么做呢？
Rather than fighting back.
与其是这个抵挡这些敌人。
He goes to the cross.
他朝这个十字路。
Like a sheep to the slaughter.
就像是这个羊前往被宰杀的途上。
And he dies.
他在十字架上死了。
And before he dies, he prays for his enemies.
在死之前，他为他的敌人祷告。
Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
父啊，原谅他们，因为他们不知道他们所做的。
Where's God?
上帝在何处呢？
Where's the justice?
正义在何处？
This is so unfair, so unreasonable.
这是何等的不公平，不合理。
All he does is love, prays, forgives, and dies.
他所做的就是爱来饶恕来祷告然后他就死了。
But really what's the truth here is that the greatest battle that a person or one could have on your enemy is what Jesus does.
然而这个事实是这个对敌人最致命的这个呢是其实是耶稣所做的。
You see, God does care about justice.
因为上帝是在乎正义的。
But Jesus is not concerned about winning just one battle.
因为耶稣并不是想要战胜仅仅是一次的征战。
He wants to win the war.
他要赢得这个所有的战争。
God is not concerned with destroying your enemy.
上帝并不是在乎 要毁灭你的敌人而已。
But destroying the enmity.
而是要毁掉这个敌意，彼此之间的敌意。
The hostility.
这个彼此有这个敌意之间的敌意。
The root hatred of sin that drives all conflict.
因为这个中心呢就是仇恨，这个罪的这个根源。
Because if Jesus was just doing a war and fought, or he'd do fireballs,
如果耶稣只是要赢得一场战争，他就比如说是像火球的话，
there would just be a temporary relief for a few years, maybe.
那个就仅仅是一个暂时的这个平安，也许几年的时间。
And perhaps a few generations later, it would happen again.
也许几个世代之后呢，这种仇恨又会再回来。
But by going to the cross, he destroys sin.
然而当他步上了十字架的这个行程的时候，他摧毁了这个罪。
He overcomes death.
他这个战胜了死亡。
He destroys the source of the evil, the injustices of and hatred.
他毁灭了这个源头，就是这个罪恶的源头，这个仇恨、骄傲的这些源头。
He not only killed the evil.
他不但是将这个罪恶
But he also stayed God's justice by paying for all the sin upon himself.
他也完全了上帝的公义，因为他付上了代价。
And if, many of you here are older than me, so you know this.
各位比我年长的话就晓得这件事。
But even young people know this.
即使你是年轻人也晓得这些事。
When you hurt your enemy,
当你这个伤害你的敌人的时候
，by your words or by your actions, like you punch him or something.
也许你的话或者你的行为
，they may run away crying.
他们也许哭着跑掉了
，but they always return.
但是他们一定会回来的。
And sometimes they bring a bigger person.
他会带一个更大、更凶的人。
And they respond to you in violence.
他们以这个violence
暴力
来回报你。
Sorry, it's okay. And so. Think about that.
想想这样。
If I kill someone's child,
如果我杀了某个人的孩子
Because I'm angry at them.
因为我对他们愤怒。
And then his family comes and looks for me.
他的这个家人呢一定会来找我。
They kill me.
会来杀我。
What happens? My family goes for their family, right?
然后我的这个家庭会去这个报仇。
Throughout history, it's always like that.
这个历史上一旦一直是这样子的。
And the violence keeps going like this. It gets worse and worse, right?
这个就是暴力这样子，冤冤相报。
Our natural desire is to respond in kind.
我们自然的这个反应呢，就是以其人之身还诸其人。
It just keeps propagating evil.
就是不断的在这个让这个罪恶繁衍。
You guys get that? You see that? In life, in reality, it's always there. So throughout history, we've seen this.
各位都了解吗？这个在历史上都是这样的。
So this leads me to my last point.
接下来就是我的最后的一点。
How we can find this rest as well.
我们自己本身如何能找到这样的安息呢？
How God responds to evil is with good.
上帝是如何以这个以这个美善来回报这个邪恶？
Whenever I talk about this, it makes me so thankful.
我每次谈到这个事情，我就非常的感恩。
Because it's with love.
那就是因为爱的缘故。
It's with the most powerful thing he has, grace.
这就是他最伟大的能力，就是他的恩典。
Why is it so powerful?
为什么这个是如此的有能力？
Because rather than following into the cycle of violence, you keep going.
因为与其是循着这个冤冤相报的这个漩涡。
It pulls you out of it. You break free of it.
他把你从这个漩涡当中拯救出来。
It attacks the person's soul.
他这个爱呢攻击了这个人的这个内心深处。
And they have to make a choice.
他们必须要做一个决定。
Because when someone treats you poorly, and you love them, you're gracious to them.
因为如果有人亏待了你，而你的回报是以爱心来对待他。
What you do is this.
你所做的是这样。
You get past all the history.
你越过了这个所有的过去的事情。
You get past the bitterness.
越过了这些苦毒的这些想法。
And it has this power to stop all the momentum of evil in their lives.
你有这个能力会这个 阻止这些邪恶的事情继续发生。
You see, grace opens the door to change.
所以各位看到这个恩典呢这个打开了这个改变的 这道门。
It allows friendship.
它允许了这些友谊存在。
Reconciliation.
复合。
That's the power of grace.
那就是恩典的能力。
It's not deserved.
我们不是我们不配得的。
But it has the power to destroy evil in your hearts.
但是它在我们心中有这个能力来灭绝那些邪恶。
This is what Jesus did on the cross, so that we're able to do the same for other people.
这也就是耶稣在十字架上所做的，也是我们基督徒所跟随他所做的。
Okay, so I was thinking of a way to share with you more personally, about it.
我在想思想如何以我个人的这个想法来跟各位分享。
And I was trying to think of a good way to do it. Hold on, let me. And I thought, why not use a story that you've probably all heard?
我就想说。为什么不用一个故事各位都很熟悉的呢
？Have you watched Les Mis？
各位看到这个看过这个孤星泪吗？
这个孤星泪吗？
孤星泪这个音乐剧。
If you read the book, it's a lot longer。
如果你看这个书的话是很长的。
The first part of the book is not even about the characters。
这个第一部分呢，其实不是关于这个主角。
It's about this priest。
是关于这个这个。主教
yeah, and how he loves, how he displays his love to people in ministry.
就是他如何在他的事工当中展现他如何爱这些。
And when we get to the part where you see the priest in the story, it's when he encounters Valjean, right?
当你看到这个主角他
碰到 Valjean, yeah, they met together for the first time. It's in the movie.
Yeah, in the movie they met each other. They 他们第一次见面。
Yeah, here's the thing.Do you remember what happened in the story?
各位记得他那个故事里的事情吗
？He invites. He has nowhere to go. Right? Everybody turns him away.
当时主角没有地方去，每个人都拒绝他的时候。
Because he was a criminal.
因为他是一个犯案的人。
But what did he really do?
他怎么做呢
？All he did was steal bread.
他所做的呢，只是偷了面包。
Because he was hungry.
因为他肚子饥饿。
And eventually it got to 20 years sentence, like a long sentence.
但是他得了这个二十年的这个牢狱之灾。
And as he goes to Valjean's, goes to the priest's house, I think it's called Monsieur Happiness, or there's something like that. I forgot his name. Let me see. He goes to the priest's house.
当他来到了这个主教的家里。
The priest welcomes him.
这个主教欢迎他。
Gives him dinner.
给他这个晚餐。
Uses the finest silver.
用这个最好的
这些
餐具，
用
很多钱。
After dinner, they go to sleep. They go to bed, right?
晚餐之后他们就安眠了。
I mean, I can't go cover that part of the story, but Valjean has to make a decision. He sees the silver. He goes, I can start my life over if I steal the silver.
他就说他看到了这个餐具呢，他说他想说我可以把这些偷走。
我又可以 change 把我的整个生命改变。
他生命改变了。
Yeah.And so what happens is, he fights in his heart.
所以他在心中有这个征战。
And what happens next is he loses. He decides to steal it.
但是他之后呢，他失去了他这个好的一面，他就决定要偷这些餐具。
And then he runs away with the silver.
然后他就把这个餐具带走了，跑走。
But of course, as justice prevails, he's caught.
然而这个正义得到伸张，他被抓起来了。
When they bring him back, the cops.
当这个警察把他带回来的时候
，Valjean's life is over, right? If you got 20 years for, or you got a few years for bread, this is gonna end his life.
如果他偷了面包就有二十年的话，他这个会他就可能终身监禁。
Yeah, what does the priest say?
这个主教如何说呢
？He says, "You didn't take everything," and he keeps giving him more silver.
他说你并没有把所有的都偷走，你还是继续把其他的好东西给他。
Because there the priest saves him.
所以这个主教呢，救了他。
And I'm going to read to you a piece of what it says there, because it's so beautiful.
我要来念一段这个当中的这个，因为是实在的很美好。
You can just paraphrase, okay? It's too hard to do it this way, okay? Just paraphrase what I'll say. When Jean Valjean left the bishop's house, he was, as we have seen, quite thrown out of everything that has been his thought hitherto. He could not yield to the evidence of what was going on within him. He had hardened himself against the angelic action in the gentle words of the old man. You have promised me, this is what the priest said to him, you have promised me to become an honest man, so I buy your soul. I take it away from the spirit of sinfulness, of evilness. I give it to the good God. And this, okay, so you can fade up. Sorry.
Oh, 就是。
You don't have to translate. Okay. 大概就好了. Just say what. I'll finish the whole thing.
Yeah.
And basically, the next slide is really important. He says, this kept going on in his mind. To the celestial kindness, he opposed pride, which is the fortress of evil within us. He was indistinctly conscious that the pardon of this priest was the greatest assault and the most formidable attack which had moved him yet. That by doing this, by this graceless love, it attacked the darkest, strongest place in his heart that was so, it was like a fortress. And it became a struggle for his life, for soul.
他在这个因着这个主教对他的这个爱呢，穿刺了他的这个内心的这个坚强的这个壁垒呢，他。
And as he goes through this darkness, he says this crazy, I want to read it to you guys so you would understand how beautiful it is. He says, emerging from that black and deformed thing which is called the galleys, the sin of his prison, the bishop had hurt his soul as too vivid a light would have hurt his eyes on emerging from the dark. The future life, the possible life which offered himself henceforth, all pure and radiant, filled him with shivers and anxiety. He no longer knew who he really was. He knew for certain, though, without a doubt, that he was no longer the same person, that everything about him was changed, that it was no longer in his power to make it as though the bishop had not did anything nice to him. You see that? By being gracious to him, he destroyed all his evil in his heart.
这个主教对他的这个恩典呢，改变了他的内心。
Okay. This is what Jesus did on the cross.
这就是耶稣在十字架上所做的。
If you have the gospel, and you know that personally, you have rest for your enemies fully.
如果你有得着这个福音的话，你就得着了这个永远的这个安息。
Do you believe that Jesus Christ has died for you?
你相信耶稣基督为你死在十字架上吗？
Only the Son of God could save you. Only the Son of God could save you.
上帝的儿子能够拯救你。
See, because when the pressures of this world, the temptations, the sin attack you,
当这个罪恶试探来攻击你的时候,
you don't deal with it the same way as regular people.
你们所做的反应跟世人不一样。
You have peace.
你内心有和平平安。
They have no ability to harm you anymore.
外在的事情没有办法来伤害你。
They can't control their emotions, make you hate them.
他们没有办法控制你的情绪，来让你也仇恨他们。
Right? Because when we fight with people, we tend to forget that we're part of the fight too.
当我们跟人征战的时候，我们有时候忘掉了，我们自己也是在这个征战当中。
And the truth is, who you are, it matters to God, and you know that.
然而，这个实情是这个，上帝在乎你这个人。
And what the gospel does is it says that you are more precious and worth dying for. You are worth the very sacrifice of his beloved son.
这个福音就告诉我们，上帝如何的看重我们，差遣耶稣基督为我们死。There's
no more guilt. There's no more condemnation.
不再有这个罪的控告，没有这个罪疚。
I'm going to skip some stuff. It's just really long. I'm sorry. My final few words is, if you look at the saints of old,
如果各位看到这个过往的这个古圣人,
you look at Paul,
譬如保罗,
In Philippians,
在腓立比书,
he's in prison.
他在监狱当中,
he's suffering for the Lord.
他为主的缘故受, 受苦。
He says,
啊,他这样说,
Philippians 1:21, he says, For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
啊,他说,向着,陈律啊,对, 对我来说,向着基督是活的,向着罪子,
Yeah, Philippians 1:21, sorry. Yeah. It's okay. Take your time. Too far back. Yeah, you gotta keep going, oh, you gotta keep going that way. This is not easy, okay? He's very hard job, especially since
yeah,
that passage is not very easy.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了就有益处。
What he's saying is this. Hey, you know what? If I live, then you know what? I'm going to use this life to serve him.
他就是说，如果是我，我是活着的话，我就要用我的身子来服侍。
If I die,
如果
死了的话, I can be with
Jesus. 我就得以与基督相见。
He always wins.
他都是赢的。
Nothing could shake Paul because he has such peace, such confidence in God.
他有如比的这个无比的这个信心与与这个安稳在他心中，没有任何事情能够有动他。
Because when you find this true rest, this true peace in your soul with God, you're able to exhibit it to others.
因为当各位有了心中有这个从神来的这个平安与安稳呢，你会这个见证给别人。
You see, our lives are filled with constant battles, constant struggles.
各位看到这个我们的人的一生呢？都充满了这个真境。
Perhaps you had a fight with your husband or your wife when you came here.
也许各位跟你的配偶有争吵，在这个路上来到。
Maybe a business failed for you, or you're late on a payment.
也许你的生意上有这个失败，有这个付不出钱来。
So your heart is not at peace.
所以你的内心没有平安。
What we learned today.
我们今天所学到的。
Through Esther.
借着以斯帖记,
is that God eagerly assaults and seeks to destroy that enmity in your life.
就是上帝呢关心要来击倒这个我们之间的这个敌意。
He has destroyed that so you may find true rest.
他把这些击倒之后呢，我们就可以得到安息。
And so therefore we can experience true rest finally.
所以我们就可以得到真正的安息。
So let me take this time to close this in a word of prayer, and we're going to go to communion.
让我们以祷告来结束。
Father God, I thank you so much for this day.
父神，我感谢你。
Thank you so much for what you shared, Esther, about rest.
感谢你借着以斯帖来教导我们的这个安息。
Whereas Esther finds a temporary relief for her people.
当以斯帖带给她犹太人的这个暂时的安息。
We thank you that, Lord, you have found us true rest through your Son Jesus Christ.
父神，我们感谢你，借着你的爱子耶稣基督，我们找到了真正的安息。
That you don't just fight the war that leads to more violence.
你不愿望这个
battle, sorry.
这些征战永远的下去。
But you win the entire war.
但是你整个这个战争你已经赢得了。
By the power of your grace.
因为你的这个恩典的力量。
I pray that people here gathered today would experience that true rest in their souls, their deep souls.
我祷告愿意我们当中每一个人都能够体验到你给我们带来的这个心中带来的永远的平安。
It was that deep rest that they were then able to do that for others, share and love others.
也借着这个永远的平安，我们可以跟其他的人分享。
So Lord, as we come into this time of communion, let us come with worshipful hearts, thankful hearts, grateful hearts.
主，当我们来到这个圣餐桌前，求主让我们有一个感恩的心。
We pray this all in your Son Jesus Christ's name.
借着主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Okay, this is time for communion.
接下来是圣餐的时间。
either bite or I'll eat mine. I'll just do it like this. We close our time in worship with perhaps the most important part of our worship.
我们在这个正道结束的时候，也就是我们最重要的这个阶段。
This is the time of communion.
这是一个圣餐的时刻。
Nothing better to remind us of who Jesus is, how He has given us truth.
没有一个更好的方式来表达我们这个主给我们的这个恩典。
In the middle of your business and your life, this is the time to set aside to see and remember what Jesus has done.
在我们忙碌的生活当中，这是一个时刻，我们来回想耶稣如何的来牺牲为我们。
So this is why we take communion as a body, as a family, as a church.
这就是我们为什么在这个教会一家人，我们彼此是肢体来行这个圣餐礼。
It's a rich reminder of Jesus.
这个我们来回想耶稣为我们所做的事。
And what Jesus said was, for as often as you eat this bread and drink,
耶稣说，当你们吃着饼喝着杯的时候，我们来宣扬主直到他再来的时候。
So let us partake of communion together.
让我们一起来享用主的圣餐。
Father, we are thankful for this reminder of what you
have done. 父神，我们感谢你，我来。这个借着这个时间，我们来思想你为我们所做的。我求你的灵与我们同在。在圣餐的时候，我们来思想你如何与我们每一个人同行。我们把以下的时间交在你手中。奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。